views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to
Psychic Love Doctor.
The Psychic
Show.
Love Doctor Show this week.
Yes.
With our intuitive host, Deborah Lee.
And our intuitive co-host, Daryl. We have a really, I think, an exciting and enlightening topic today. We have as our topic our most important relationships. How does he or she actually feel about you? Intuitively understanding the emotions of our partners can be instrumental in terms of where the relationship is,
yeah,
how it's progressing or not progressing.
Or how far in the gutter it is.
It's true, Daryl, yeah. True.
But, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios there, too. So,
well, as we can answer questions using this particular method, which my grandmother taught to me and called personal prophecy, which uses ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. We can answer questions such as, is he genuinely in love? Or is she fully committed? Will this relationship last for the long haul in terms of the future? Or even something as right off the top is, as should I actually go on a date with him or her?
Right.
Is it worth my time?
Yeah.
Because a lot of busy people would rather just cut to the chase and know, rather than waste their, you know, 2-3 hours sitting over dinner or drinks.
2-3 hours and probably a couple $100.
Right, with somebody that they may or may not wish to ever see again.
Yep.
So it can seem a little bit, well, what would you call it, Daryl? A little bit...
conniving.
Yes, great word. But I prefer to think of it as using a tool that can constructively help us to make productive decisions for ourselves.
Yep.
And to help us better understand relationships in our lives. I want to stress something I've learned over these many 30 plus years is that what somebody says in the very beginning of, or how they feel at the beginning of a relationship, as the relationship even progresses, might not even be what's truly at their core. Because people do tend to misrepresent themselves quite a bit of the time.
Right.
And when we first get involved with somebody, face it, everybody's on their best behavior. So with that said, I think we're going to pretty soon progress to readings.
Yes.
So let's first cover some groundwork here as
sure.
far as what the cards are really capable of and what we can expect. For instance, if you, let's say you've met somebody. It seemed that the two of you were really hitting it off. It seemed as if this was a relationship that's clicking and going to go somewhere. But then you get a reading and you find the cards that characterize uncertainty. It's another word.
Uncertainty, untrueness?
Yes. Well, not untrueness, but not being sure of what they... If this is a relationship that is in a place that's actually going to go somewhere for them. For instance, men tend to keep their emotions a little bit held closer to the chest than we women do. Well, you do when we first meet you.
Yeah, of course we do.
And I think a woman needs to be aware that if he hasn't made up his mind about you, it's probably not a good idea to try to accelerate this relationship until he's actually ready to take it to that, what they call the next level. So I think that we can avoid a lot of hurt in the long run. And come on, Daryl, admit it. Tell us, everybody that's out there, about how men tend to kind of lie a little bit.
Yeah, we do stretch the truth a little bit, but so do you ladies. You know, it's not all one-sided. It's not always black and white that the guy's lying. Sometimes it's the ladies that are lying, too.
Well, it is, but I think that a lot of times the women are actually lying to themselves on different issues.
Well, the guys are, too.
So. Well, the men are saying things like, I've never met anybody like you before. Those eyes. Where did you get those eyes? And the one I love, did it hurt? And the girl will say, did what hurt? And he'll say, when you fell from heaven, did it hurt?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know in my past life, I've had a few ladies ask me where I got my eyes. I told them it was Sears and Roebuck, but.
Well, the thing is, we need to remember when we're dealing with personal prophecy readings, these cards are extremely accurate in terms of emotions. They seem to be emotionally driven. They're also passionately driven. Mm-hmm. So you can really work your way around relationships in a most successful and productive way if you let the cards tell you about the individuals in your life and what they really are feeling towards
very,
you.
Very true. Yes, you can.
First of all, or especially, to enable us to avoid unnecessary heartbreak. That's a big one.
Yep.
And I found that a lot of women want to know right off the bat, especially busy professional women. They will contact me and request a private reading so they can find out, hey, I met this guy, he's saying all the right things, but I want to know, is he worth my time? Cut and dried, you know, bottom line this for me. That's amazing, though, how many times we've actually met a true soulmate in a very unexpected meeting.
Look at us.
Look at us, exactly. But then you were in my cards for 2 years.
True.
And
we'd met 3 years before that and didn't know it.
Right, and didn't really take to each other.
No.
It wasn't the right time, it wasn't the right place.
No, it wasn't.
But the minute I opened that door,
oh, yeah.
My gosh. I know.
We both fell over hard.
So we'll talk a few more minutes, and when we go to our first break, we'll come back and we will jump in with readings. What do you think?
Yep.
So, and you know, a lot of times people want to keep the bases loaded. You want to have all kinds of social life, you know, heating up, and you have a guy over here or a girl over there. And I mean, you're just, you know, playing the field big time. That can actually cause you to become extremely confused.
Mm-hmm. Yes, again.
So,
I know I always tried to be a one woman man at the time, but.
And that's a great way to be, but I'll bet in the Navy you knew many that were like a 10-woman man.
Yeah.
A girl in every port.
And then some. Sometimes two. Then it got real interesting.
Yes, I'm sure it did. How about when they found out about each other?
That's when it got really interesting.
The other thing that I have seen proven time and again with this particular method is that the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater, is not a true statement.
Very true.
People are capable of change, and I feel that once they're with the right partner, you know, the thing is, they say that people who cheat tend to do so to feel good about themselves, whether it's because of a self-esteem issue or because it's they themselves feel unfulfilled in a particular relationship.
Or sometimes it's just the excitement of it.
It is. You're right. They could be even sex junkies. So, to thine own self be true is a message that comes through constantly in this particular method.
Yep.
Daryl, what have you found to be extremely insightful about personal prophecy readings, particularly when you've read for women, like, say, in other countries or you know, dealing with their love lives?
It's a different situation with that. Yeah, what I find mostly to hold true is women tend to wear their emotions on their sleeve more than the men do, which is a given. They're more sensitive about how things are worded and how things are said to them. You know, say, you know, I could say, oh, I really like your shirt. And in your back of your head, you're thinking, oh, he's a jerk.
Why?
Because you don't think it's a nice shirt.
No.
But it's just what you had on at the time. You know, you may not be your favorite, you know, most flattering.
You know what they say, though? Always you can rely on complimenting their shoes. Women love shoes.
Yes.
So if you compliment their shoes, you really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Unless they're wearing a pair of, you know, huge clodhoppers.
Or a pair of deck shoes.
But also, oh wait, there was a point I was going to make when you were talking there. Oh, that you had shared with me how often when you've done readings for others in countries like, say, India, where or I think you also did a reading or some readings for women in Pakistan or Iran.
Yeah, Pakistan.
And how often they have to marry in arranged marriages. Men they don't love, they don't even like, but they're, you told me they often have someone on the side that is their true love.
Very true.
But they have to follow the convention, I guess, of...
Well, they have to follow that. That's a part of that heritage of theirs over there, that they have to follow it. And if they don't, then they, at the minimum, end up ostracized from the family. And maximum dead.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. And I think we should jump into some readings as we get back from break. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I think. All right, let's take a break now. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll see y'all soon.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, this is Deborah Lee, and welcome back. First off, I'd like to thank Daryl for his ability to finish my sentences the way that you do. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome, baby. That's just because we have that soulmate connection with each other.
Yes, we do.
We both know what the other one's thinking most of the time.
So let's find out what the people in the lives of those who are listening, what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Let's
get our first caller, Lisa, from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Deb and Daryl.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I think I called it on the right day, listening to your theme.
Oh, good. What burning question do you have for us today?
Well, my burning question is, I have been seeing someone fairly casually for the last month, and he is military, so he comes and goes a bit. But I haven't really heard from him in 3 days. So my question is, what's going on with him? What does he think about me? What is he looking for with us?
Okay. Well, as an ex-military guy myself, I'm sure he's busy doing something that's keeping him from getting a hold of you. I know there's...
As long as it's something and not someone else.
Yeah, sure, it's something, because there's a lot of things that go on, a lot of training, a lot of evolutions and things that we have to go through.
A lot of hurry up and wait and do nothing.
Some of that sometimes. Mm.
Okay.
But anyway. Well, all right. I have laid out your cards, my dear. The first thing I see is that he is definitely mulling over everything that the two of you have discussed. I'm seeing that the two of you were together very recently, had a wonderful
time together.
And yet you've left him with a little bit of frustration in the sense of, are you trying to urge him to find another girl to be a girlfriend, or are you willing to become a girlfriend rather than the casual friends with benefits that I'm perceiving here?
Hmm.
That's just for you to think about, because I do feel that he would like to take this relationship, as we were talking earlier, to the next level.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Also seeing there's a little bit of an age difference between the two of you. I'm just picking that up.
It's funny. Yes, there is. I'm older and he's younger.
Okay.
Well, we've got a good decade span.
Well, my feeling is, in terms of spirit and their psychological maturity, I feel that they blend perfectly.
Yeah, they do.
There's a bit of a contrast in the sense of he enjoys asking her a huge number of different questions. Mm. He wants to come out of left field with this or that.
And Lisa, that's so funny. You know, he loves to ask me hypothetical questions.
Yes.
and
go ahead.
So based on what you said and what the cards are referring to, so if I'm in a place where I would want the relationship to go to the next level, and knowing now some insight on where maybe he is, then I should maybe tweak my approach and not suggest someone else for him, but let him know that I'm here, ready, and available?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Right, that you're available to explore the possibilities, but that you're not trying to... I feel that this man does not want women throwing themselves at him.
Right. He wants
that challenge. He wants to pursue. So don't take away the hunt from him, but give him a little something to go on. And as for not hearing from him, I do feel it's definitely work-related.
Yeah, it is.
There's some higher-ups I see that are involved here. Yeah. I think they've had to go to participate in some mandatory fun with these higher-ups. Yeah, he's not really being given a break here. But when you do hear from him, and I did say when, because you will, you should let him know you missed hearing from him. Let him know that there is a space in your life that is empty when he isn't there. But don't get too heavy. Let him take the next step.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
You know, I want to mention here, though, that there is another man in your cards.
Uh-oh.
And this other man made a terrible mistake where your relationship in the past was concerned. And you... and he shared such a love connection in that past sense that he is feeling very much driven to try to reignite and reunite with you. And he'd like very much to marry you.
It's so funny you say that. My ex has been contacting me lately. Wow. So based on that, is that something you would recommend revisiting, or should I just keep walking forward?
Well, personally, I think that's a question you really need to answer for yourself, because I do see that you still have a great amount of affection and love for him. Your cards are telling me you could literally have your choice of these two men. Now, we would want to go more in depth in a further reading for you to see where is this going to lead and which one actually holds the best potential as, say, as a permanent partner.
Right. And
but for right now, I see them both as serious contenders for Lisa's heart.
Oh, my. Well, that makes things exciting.
just as a personal thought for me, I'd stay with the one you're with now. But that's just me looking from the outside. You know, not knowing the whole background, just seeing what I'm seeing in Deb's cards.
You know, I feel I would
stay with number one.
I would like her to really come to the decision she has to make of her own accord. But yeah, I feel that the first man we were talking about really does hold the best potential for her.
And I'm kind of invested in, because he is a military guy.
Right.
And boy, I got to tell you guys, I just love calling in, listening to your show, and how, Daryl, you provide that male perspective. And Deb, you're just always so positive. I just love listening to you guys. You're great.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We have to cut away now, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you always.
Oh, so we don't have to go to break yet?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
No.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought that was an awesome reading for
her. Yes, I do too.
You know, she has literally the ability to have her choice here.
Yeah, she does. That's it. I'm partial to the first guy. Just my own personal feelings, though.
Well, and the second one did make a terrible mistake, which I feel that Lisa is fully aware of, you know, but I do think that he's still got some growing to do.
Yeah.
So, Daryl, I think that was really astute on your part.
Yeah, once in a while I get flashes of brilliance. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of different situations you can get into with this, and it's, you know, it's all what's in the cards. So you just have to take it step at a time, figure out which way you're going.
You know, what I notice most about this method is that it really will show what's truly in a person's heart. They can try to tap dance all over the place. They can, you know, literally manipulate you.
Yes.
But the cards will
always tell you what's the right direction is.
The cards never lie, as grandmother used to say.
They're like true north.
Yeah. So in terms of us, when you first started doing the cards, wasn't it quite a revelation for you to see?
Oh, yeah.
That this wasn't just a dating relationship, that it was destined for bigger things?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Of course, from the time you opened the door, I knew we were headed for a great destiny together.
Well, and I've noticed that in your readings that you give to others, particularly women, I've noticed that you will be totally honest with them.
Oh, yeah.
You will call a booty call a booty call, if that's what it is. You will tell somebody not to sit around and waste their life waiting for somebody that is just never going to reach the
fruition.
Yeah, that they are hoping for. And in general, I think that your insights are really quite amazing. So.
Oh, thank you. I try to keep it on the simple level.
Now, we should mention, Daryl, that we do here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, we do teach personal prophecy.
Yes, we do.
But for those who are, say, across the country or on another side of the world, we also offer email training in this method. So anybody that might be interested, I do offer we'll call it a mini course that is completely free of charge. You can contact me, email me, or get a hold of us on our Facebook page,
yes,
the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and I'll be happy to share it with you so you can see if this particular method would resonate with you and be something that you'd like to pursue, at least for yourself, in terms of insight and perception. Or you can also become a professional practitioner as the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy. I do credential those who achieve that level of what I feel qualifies them to be practitioners who can go out and set up their own business. And
yes.
And it's basically becoming a compassionate counselor is how I like to think of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good way about it.
On the other hand, it's also a bit like dealing crack.
Mm.
Not that we advocate that we are crack dealers, but in a sense, when you give people that sense of insight into that awareness into their lives, it becomes something.
Yeah, it's you get that little taste of it, and you got to have more.
Got to have more.
You know, and after a while, everything you do is evolved around the cards.
And it is so incredibly rewarding when people get a hold of you later and say,
oh, yeah,
thank you so much. You really helped me with this problem I had, or you helped me see clear of this horrible divorce I'm in, or you've enabled me to understand that my period of loneliness right now is not without a purpose. And a lot of times when we're in a period when we are alone, it's due to the fact that we have intuitively put out the energy that we don't want a bunch of yahoos coming along and screwing us up. So we just as soon develop ourselves on other levels.
Very much so. But yeah, that's why, like I've said many times, it's such a wonderful feeling when you're doing this, because you can help guide people to the way that makes them feel good and they're good.
And to a higher understanding about their lives in general.
Yeah.
This method is filled with hope.
Yes, it is.
Great hope.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here in a minute or so. Give us a call.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back. I'm here with our psychic love doctor host, Deborah Lee.
And I'm here with my intuitive co-host, Daryl.
So, we say we take our second caller.
All right, I'd
Gianna.
Love to. Gianna.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hello there, Gianna.
How are you?
We're just doing great. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. Just, you know, sitting around the kitchen making popsicles for this lovely hot day.
Yummy.
Yeah. So I have a question. There are a couple things happening with me, and I have to make some decisions. One is my ex-boyfriend, who we ended our relationship earlier this year, was starting to talk to me again, and everything seemed great. And then all of a sudden, he started pulling away. And it was almost like he was afraid of something, but then he started, like, you know, ignoring my messages and just completely pulling back, which he's done several times before. So I know what that looks like. And it's a pattern that he repeats all the time. And I was just I just said, you know what? That's it. I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. And this just happened recently, like in the last 4 or 5 days. Well, now all of a sudden he's texting me again and being very super sweet. So I just kind of want to get an understanding because you and Daryl have given me such great insight, and I feel like every time you give me advice or you do a card reading, it's always spot on. I'm just trying to figure out what he's thinking.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for those lovely words and nice compliments. It means a lot to both of us. And in terms of your reading today, well, I'm seeing that, you know, it's as if he moves forward and then he runs back in the bushes. And what I feel is the big issue for him is he's afraid of making a mistake. On the one hand, he really enjoys you. He loves her company, he enjoys her friendship. There's a lot here that he enjoys, but then it's like he thinks, oh my God.
Well, he sees the daylight, and then it's like, yeah. Oh no, I gotta run and hide.
Yeah, truthfully, it's like it gets a little, she used the right word, scary. He finds himself standing in a different territory that becomes meaningful. It's beyond friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Where I feel that he's the one, Gianna, with the issue. It isn't you, and I want you to know that. But your reading today, let's focus on you and what would be right for her. Actually, I'm seeing that as time goes on and he repeats the same behavior, she is steadily outgrowing him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you don't know you're done until you're done. So even though you may feel drawn back in again, I do feel there is going to come a point where you will truly say, stick a fork in me, I'm done. Okay. Right now, though, I feel that you still have feelings for him, and he certainly still has feelings for you. It's like he can't figure out which compartment to put you in. There's the friends box. There's the lover box, mm-hmm. girlfriend.
And that's very funny that you say that, because I actually gave him those options. I said, what do you want me to be to you? And he couldn't answer that. He said, I can't answer that right now. I don't know.
You're right. He doesn't know himself because he can't figure out where he's at. Okay.
And that's true, Daryl, as I'm looking up these cards.
I'm trying to think of the way to say it. It's kind of like a vampire. He's afraid of the light. When he sees the light, he runs and hides. So when he sees that he's getting attached to you, he like, oh, I can't deal with this. So he runs and hides again. Sooner or later, you're going to get tired of this cycle and just say, I'm done with it. But,
well, and a lot of it is, I feel too, that he suffers from self-esteem problems, where I don't think he feels he deserves a girl like her. And, you know, I know that your heart has really been taken from, I guess you could say, Gianna, pillar to post with this guy. But eventually I do feel that you are going to, basically give him an ultimatum. Listen, pal, you're either going to step up and be the man I need you to be, or you need to hit the road. You hear what I'm saying, honey?
Right.
So for right now, I don't think you need to make a decision. I mean, you basically have told him, but I think that you could just right now leave the ball in his court.
Yeah. Let him play his game out. Maybe one day he'll grow up and learn. But I don't see it happening.
I do see another man for her.
Yeah,
Gianna.
I do too.
I see another man, and I feel he has a son, a young son, and you're going to cross paths with him very soon. There's an event around you, like say a wedding or some sort of event of that nature, formal, but she's going to interact with this man, and he holds great potential for you, Gianna. He really does. So I hope we've helped a little bit. Soon, perhaps we could get together and go more in depth into a reading for you.
Definitely. I would like great. That.
Well, in the meantime, let him make the first move with you. I don't feel you need to do a single thing. Do you, Daryl?
No.
No.
Just let him.
No,
but he is going to definitely make another move, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He can't let you go. He tries to, and then he's got to pull her back.
Yeah.
Because I think he has feelings for her that he doesn't want to acknowledge.
Very true.
And it's not because there's another girl, or is there another girl that he's seeing?
I don't see another girl.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Thank you.
Gianna, I'm just getting a feeling from just sitting here listening to all this that he's married too. So, you know, that may be why he keeps pulling back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until he isn't married anymore, he really doesn't have much to offer her.
No, he doesn't. You know.
Right. And so I guess, yeah, and he is separated. He's just waiting for the divorce to go final, so.
Yeah, and I don't think he wants it to go final. That's just my own feeling.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Gianna, let's get together soon so we can catch up and give you a more in-depth reading. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Deb. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, you have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
You too. Well, okay, see, that's how some readings will go, where we're going to see in the cards that people have unfinished business with someone else on an emotional level, or they're having a struggle with themselves that deals with their sense of worth. You know, we're going to have a lady come in the future here. She's at the Healing Fountain. She does a lot of relationship counseling. She's awesome. So down the road, we're going to bring her in, and she can shed more light on these types of relationships for us.
Yes, she can.
In the meantime, when you see a relationship like this with a guy or a girl that's in and then they're out, in and then they're out, the struggle belongs to them. It isn't about the stable human being that's trying to actually have a relationship.
Yeah, it's very true, babe.
So shall we continue just discussing till we go to break, and then
we only got a couple minutes.
Then we'll go to our next caller. Other instances, you want somebody to be your committed partner who isn't dragging baggage from the past. This is why I often in readings will encourage men or women to continue an affair to a point of full completion. That way then when you actually, and I'm referring to them as being the single person involved with a married person, that way then this can be completely resolved and put behind you and you can move on smartly from there.
Yes.
But if you don't, you're going to have all these question marks in your head. What if, what coulda, what shoulda, you know, and so I never take a position of judgment where I will say, you know, you really need to end this affair.
Right. Even when I'm being honest with people the way I am, there is no judgment in it. It's just my honesty coming out saying, hey, you know, either this is a great thing or you're wasting your time.
And on the other hand, if you're right, and if you're with somebody that continually causes you pain, this is not somebody that you can build a good life with.
No, it's a very unhealthy relationship.
It is. You're exactly right. Or if you have someone who lies and compulsively cheats, I mean, there's a myriad of different situations.
Even you can go from lying, cheating, to verbal abuse, physical abuse, to alcohol abuse, drug abuse, all of it, all ties together.
Absolutely. And one thing, though, that is awesome with these cards is when men and women have relationships, friendships with members of the opposite sex,
right.
These cards are so often able to perceive that that opposite member friend is actually very much in love with you.
Right.
And will accept just being friends simply to be close to you.
Mm-hmm.
I once knew a man who was so in love with his good friend that when she finally became free, she said to him, "Do you think we should go out on a date?" And he said, "Date?" He said, "I don't need to date you. I'll marry you." Just from knowing her so well for so long as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there is people like that out there. And it's the way, just the way life is sometimes.
Well, we have to meet people on the same wavelength with us who can mesh their lives with us. It's quite a big mission that we have to accomplish.
Yes, it is. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back here in a few minutes and go to our next caller. Have a good day.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, welcome back. We're here on the Psychic Love Doctor show with our
Psychic host. Love Doctor, Deborah Lee.
Yep.
And my esteemed intuitive co-host, Daryl. We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
From
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so let's go to our caller.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling in. Can you please tell us how to pronounce your name?
Sorry?
Okay.
Can you tell us how to pronounce your name? Because I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I don't want to butcher it.
It's pronounced Jai, J-A-I, Jai.
Jai.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jai, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm kind of in a relationship with a guy who I'm not quite, well, more like friends with benefits, I'd say. And we're both kind of mutually not, like, in a serious relationship with each other. And I know that it's not going to last, for sure. I really like him, and I just hope that we'd be friends after this as well. I don't know. I just want to know what the cards see.
Well, and right. We're certainly able to do that for you. I'm curious, how do you feel about him?
I really like him. We connect really well. Like, we have a lot of similar interests, and we're very alike in some ways. It's just that he has a couple bad habits that I'm not too happy about. So that's the kind of end, yeah. That's about it. Also, like, our family is, like, strict vegetarian, so, and he eats meat, and it's kind of, like, something that I know that they wouldn't accept.
Yeah, those guys are meat eaters. Well, he's most of us anyway.
Well, I'm looking at your cards for you. Just give me a minute here so I can collect my thoughts.
I mean, how do you feel about him, Jai? Do you see it going further than what it is, just than where you're at
right now?
No.
Definitely not. I think it's like the guy for now kind of thing. I know he's not my soulmate.
Okay.
You're exactly right. But I want to tell you that he, from his side of things, he believes that you are his soulmate. And he
I know.
He's simply letting things go along at a comfortable pace. But when and if you do find someone, and it's coming, that you will have another man in your life, yeah, look at that. He is not going to be easy to let you go.
No, he's not.
But I do feel in time the true friendship that the two of you share, the similarities in terms of how you think and feel, he'll come around. But I just want you to be prepared that initially I see him being very jealous and rather possessive. So it's best, I feel, for you to keep this relationship filled with clarity and honesty and try not to let him where his feelings will get away from him.
Yeah.
We all have responsibility, I feel, in relationships to tell others how we really feel.
Yeah,
if only to enable them to prevent serious heartbreak in the end. And it's hard. But I think he needs to know, and if you've told him already, you're going to have to keep telling him till he really believes that this is a Go ahead. Yeah.
I usually tell him, like, all the time that this is just, like, a temporary thing and we have to break it off eventually. And I find myself constantly telling him, and I'm worried that I'm, like, annoying him or whatever, but I don't want him to forget that because I'm not.
And you're right. He needs to hear it. And I think that's very intuitive of you that you are giving him that constant reminder because he is a little bit in over his head. I mean, he considers you to be absolutely adorable. And her cute laugh. I mean, everything about her is so endearing to him that he is very much in love with you. But I want you to know that I'm seeing as we head toward the end of this year and into the next year, I see a lot of opportunity is coming for you and the chance for you to do a great deal of travel in terms of work, your profession or your field that you're yearning to engage yourself in. I see you becoming very busy, caught up in her own passion for the work that she is going to do.
Right.
And in the process of that, you are going to meet an absolutely wonderful man who has everything that you desire to offer you. And at that point, she's going to find herself faced with a decision to make and how to, you know, let this friend down easy In the meantime, she's setting the stage by reminding him.
Right.
And I do feel, though, that her future lies with this other man that will ultimately culminate in marriage.
Yeah, that's...
I do.
I see the same thing.
Next year?
So you have big opportunities in front of you, hon. Your life in the next year is really going to take you places.
Wow, that's awesome.
As a globetrotter.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for that.
Oh,
I do love travel.
You know, that's the beauty of this method. It shows us our true potential in life, how much we have in front of us that we may not even realize. And when I look back on my life and I'm sitting here in an office in the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, when I was raised in a little tiny town in northern Minnesota, I see now that we can make our fondest dreams, hopes, and wishes come true.
Yes, you can.
As Grandma used to say, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. So you have much, much, much ahead for you in terms of potential and in terms of your love life, my dear. So you just dream your big dreams and watch and see what happens. I hope you call us again. I'd love to have a chance to talk with you and look at your cards again. Would you do that?
Oh, wonderful.
Well,
of course,
you.
I'd call again.
Call us and give us an update of how things are going.
Yeah, we'd love to get an update. So please do. We're running short on time, and we have a couple of announcements before we say goodbye today. So thank you so much. You have wonderful, wonderful cards.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care now.
I have one more thing.
Yes.
I was just wondering, is this happening next year with the other guy?
Yes, I feel that in the process of your career accelerating, so will your love life. And I do feel that within the next 2 years, certainly I see you getting married.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he's going to love you to death. Boy, he's going to really make you a very happy lady.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. It doesn't get any better than that. I'd like to mention to everyone out there, if you have an Android or an iPhone, please go to the place where you get your apps. We have a free one called Psychic Love Doctor. It will give you readings. You can use it morning, noon, and night, completely free of charge. And we even use it ourselves as we're going into a meeting or if we have a question about somebody. It's amazing how accurate. Scary accurate app can be. Also, if you're interested in learning this method, get in touch. You can email me at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. I would be happy to share my free mini course with you. You can also arrange private consultations with me, which we can do either in email, over the phone, or right here in the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach.
Yep.
Daryl, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
Next week we're going to have our special guest in Pamela
Hopkins will be joining us once a month as a regular guest.
Yes.
Our topic will be, I made a terrible mistake, now what? And we'll be working on the energy level and the intuitive level to help everyone out there with difficult dilemmas as we chart a course and help our callers to navigate.
Anyway, we loved being here.
Thank you so much.
And had a great show. I got our interaction. We like that.
Keep
the calls coming for us when we're on.
We'll look forward to you next Friday.
Yep. See y'all next Friday. And
we love WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.